Ma mishpat b'yoyim, just like Bezna could only paskin shailas b'yoyim, is Afkan b'yoyim, who are denir also, there's union of shkiyas saita, saita drinks the water, is only b'yoyim and not b'layla. Rashi says, mishpat b'yoyim, because by judgment, the Pasuk says, pohoya b'yoyim ha'm chilu es bonov, is, oira kola pasha kun liyaz din, that the pasha is talking about din, judgment, that the Bezdin, paskin shailas dafka b'yoyim and not b'layla. So, mainly we have Ekashir to say that this Hashkoya site is also Torah. Torah says Dafka B'yayim and not Falayla. Fight it, and the Mishnah says La Reifa Sagola. When you have to bring regular Rufus Dafka B'yayim and not Falayla. How do you know this? Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kapora Ksiv Boka Kodeshim. It says by Negla Rufa Kapora. Even though really Negla Rufa is not a real carbon, you don't make a Shita, it's not on the Mizbeach. You just chop off the back of its neck. The Torah calls it a kapara, and we learn out kapara by kochim. So Mila has the same halachas like kochim, that it's only kosher by daytime and not balayla. Vital of Torah's mitzvah, if you have a mitzvah that wants to become Torah, the Rashi says, bitziporim, when the mitzvah wants to bring us two birds, the eight eres and the wood, the yezoi, vishnitzalas, when he has to bring us his inyonim here to make himself Torah, it's dafkir b'yoyim and not balayla. The Yasir, because the Pasuk says, Zois tia Torah samitzera b'yoyim Torosli. It says clearly b'yoyim at daytime and not at nighttime. Right. Then it says kol alayla koshlik ksirosayma. Then the Mishnah talks about the mitzvahs that you can do the whole night time. Ksirosayma, cutting down the yoyim, is koshlik kol alayla. The Yom Amar will learn like this: ksira usvira balayla v'yavua b'yoyim. By the ksirosayma, the ksira cutting it down is at nighttime. Usvira, that we count the svira same as by nighttime. The Yavua B'yoyim, when do we bring the korban oima? That's by daytime. So Rashi says, the Yom Amar Ktsira Usvira B'layla. The Yalaflo of Mesechtim Nochas Mikroi. The Gemara of the Dashim from Sukkim. That by this Minchas Oimer, the Ktsira cutting down the Tvua and counting the Chlal, the svira same like we do, the Ikka Din is B'layla, Mashenke, the Yavua bringing the korban oima, that's at daytime. Vital Hector Chalavim B'yavorim. How do we know you're allowed to burn the fats and the meats the whole night? You'll see the Pasuk says, Kol alayla ala boiker. Says by the Mizbeach, it's burning the whole night time. Rashi, al moito ala Mizbeach, kol alayla ala boiker. That the pieces could be burning the whole night time. So that's like our Indian of Davini Marv, is connected to Hektech Lom Levorm, which is Kosher Kol alayla. There are clouds, the Mishnah says, that Dover Shem Mitzvosa Bayim Kosher Kol alayim. Any mitzvah you have at daytime, pshit is Kosher all daytime. So the more Zeh Klal Asuyamai, like why does the Mishnah have to chazer over it again, Zeh Klal, like Shita. It said all these mitzvahs of daytime is by daytime. What's the Chiddush, what's the Klal? So the more says, Le'asuyah Sidor Bezichen V'Silag Bezichen. Now that on Shabbos, when they had the Lechem Aporim that was on the Shulchan, they used to on Shabbos take off the old Lechem and put the new Lechem on. Same thing the Bezichen. Those were the two cups, like, on top of the lechem that had the levainer inside it. So they used to take off the old bezichim in the morning by Shabbos, and you're allowed to put back the new bezichim, also b'yoyim. So this is kosher, kol hayoyim. So the Gemara says, Uk Reb Yosi, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yosi Shita. The Tanya will learn like this, Reb Yosi Omer, Siluk es hayishono shachris. You're allowed to take off the old bezichim, these two cups, that has levainer on top of the shulchan, you could take it off last week's at the beginning Shabbos in the morning. And you could put back the new one later in the daytime. How does Mamash mean by Marv after night? It means at the end of the day. In other words, the whole daytime is kosher for the bezichim. And ain't the kaklum, there's nothing wrong with it. Omani Mekayim might have posted says Lachnei Hashem Tomid, Mashma the bezichim, the lechem aponim has to be on the shulchan Tomid always. So how come you're telling me now on Shabbos that you can afford to take it off Shabbos in the morning and first put it back Shabbos late in the afternoon? But there it says, what the Pasuk means, Tomei just means, Shlo Yei Shulchan B'lo Lechem. Just means the Shulchan should not be without Lechem. Lechem, there always has to be there. B'lo Lechem, Rashi says, Ba'av L'Rabbonin, Rabbanan say no, right away, as soon as you take off the old one, right away you have to put the new ones there also. But according to Rabbi Yossi, though, the whole day is kosher for the silik bezichim. Ayin says Tomid, that means the lechem has to be on the shulchan. Mashenkin, the bezichim, that doesn't have to be Tomid. You can go the whole day, come out without the bezichim. You can take off the old one in the morning and put the new one back at night time. Not for night, right at the end of the day. Fight. Then the Mishnah says the klal, dover shemitzvos of a laila is kosher kol a laila. Any mitzvah you have at night time is kosher all night time. La suya mai, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? La suya achilas psochim. That the korban pesach you're allowed to eat it the whole night time. Not only until chatzos, but the whole night time. Udaloi kerab loza ben azayah. And not like a loza ben azayah shita. The Tanya will learn like this. Vi ochlu es ha-bosa b'laylu hazeh. You're supposed to eat the korban pesach that night. On the Leil Pesach, you eat the Korban Pesach. Is Omer of Loza ben Azayah. Nemo kan balay lazeh. Says over here, balay lazeh. V'nemo lahalon, v'yavarti b'yeretz Mitzrayim balay lazeh. Says by Makas Becheris, Hashem went balay lazeh. Is ma lahalon at chatzos. Just like Makas Becheris took place, tafka by chatzos, is afkan at chatzos. Who then also, the Zman to eat the Korban Pesach, is only up to chatzos. After Chatzos, you can't eat the carbon anymore. So our Mishnah goes like a Bekiva Shita, not like Rav Loza ben Azayah. That the mitzvah is called a Laila, you're allowed to eat the carbon Pesach. Torah says though, Mikomokam Nira, Talokha Rav Loza ben Azayah. We're still passing like this, that the carbon Pesach is only allowed to be eaten up until Chatzos. To eat the stomach of Yavrib Sochin is not a Stamish Navrib Sochin, the Kori Kavosai. So kids, this is the Shaila Pesach by night, that's Pesach 3 and ends off here, the Yom Kain Pesach says, Tzorech Lamayr Lecho Matzah B'Lev Sochem Kredim Chatzos. You have to be careful at Pesach by night to eat your matzah before Chatzos. The Afilu Matzah Shal Afikoymin, even the Afikoymin also you should finish eating before Chatzos. Shereichi of Matzah B'Zman Ezeh V'Diraisa. The Chimitzah to eat Matzah B'Zman Ezeh V'Diraisa. And the Indian is, Teet the Matzah B'Zman the Etikorm Pesach, which according to Rav Loza ben Azayah is only up until Chatzos, so therefore you have to be matzah, teach your matzah, before Chatzos Pesach of the night. Avo bahalo shalach rafikoinin, en lach mekolkach, shrei medrabonin hu. That is only medrabonin, it could be mekol. In other words, even though Hallel is also part of the Seder, I think the Gro was marked betanka to finish even Hallel before Chatzos, but so he's saying, since Hallel is only medrabonin, and the medrabonin make a mitzvah, you can go lekula. And say it's a machlekes, so we paskin like. So in the Rabbanit to go to Kula, we hold like our mission here that Kol Alayla is kosher. But in the mitzvah, the arise of Achilas Matzah, you have to be machmet, Taisa says, and you have to eat your matzah before Chatzos. Hadr lecha kerel amafrey. So at the Mishnah. Ha'kerel samegillah oimet v'yeshiv. When you read the Megillah, you can do it either way. Either standing or sitting. Shrashi imrots oimet imrots v'yeshiv. Whatever you want, sitting or standing is good. Kora echad kora shnayim. You could have one person reading the Megillah, you could have two people reading the Megillah together. Still yatsu. Still it's okay. Rashi says, Korim Shnayim, Yachad, two people read the Megillah together. Yatsu, you still yatsu. For Loyamin, you should not say, Ain't Shnei Kurlis Nishmon Kiecha. Don't say you can't hear two voices at the same time. No. If they both read at the exact same time, you could hear both voices, and when you hear from both of them, you makayim the mitzvah. Mokim Shinogul of Varach Yvarach. If there's a minute to make a bracha on the Megillah, we make the bracha. We'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about the bracha before the bracha afterwards. V'shler levorach levorach. When there's a minute not to make the bracha on the Megillah, don't make the bracha. We'll see in the Gemara which bracha we're talking about. Weiter. V'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos on Monday and on Thursday, v'mincha, or on Shabbos mincha, kerin shlesha. It's a mitzvah to read the Sefer Torah. And we only give three aliyahs then. So you give us the girls like this. It's B'Sheni V'Chamishi and B'Shabbos V'Mincha. It's Kerem Shloisha. And Teichsum Yen V'Masif V'Aleyin. You can't give less than three aliyahs and you can't give more. You can't be Masif on a Monday, Thursday, and Mincha. V'Ein Maftirim B'Novi. You don't say Haftar either then. There's no Haftar then. Ha'Poiseach V'Yachosim Haftarim Mavorach L'Fnei Alachreo. The one that gets the aliyahs, he has to make a bracha before and then make a bracha at the end. Rashi says, "B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos v'shabbos v'mincha, Ezra tikkun shi'yokarim b'sheni v'chamishi." The Baba Kama, that was at Kornas Ezra, to read the Torah every Monday and Thursday. The Hocha Hashmin here were teaching us to shloishahin. How many aliyahs do you have to give? Three. Koyein v'levi v'Yisrael. V'ayim asifin aleihem. She can't give more. If you want to give an extra aliyah in the morning, you can't do it on the Monday or Thursday. Shlo yikosh shel tzibur, al tircha de tzibure. Don't make him stay too long in shul. If they shen yemei melacha, toshet geret, the day of work, it's a business day. You have to finish. So you can't afford to have another aliyah on a Monday or Thursday. For Shabbos b'mincha, what about Shabbos b'mincha? It's not a work day. Since it's some l'chashechu, it's near nighttime already. Shrei kol ha'yayim ha'yurgilim lidrash. Used to dash in all day like they were tired already. So also, not to let them stay too much in shul, we made a little bit shorter by mincha, only three aliyahs, you're not allowed to be meisif. Who adin ve'im haftirin, Rashi says, mishum ha'yitayim ha'gufayim. That's why there's no haftarah on a Monday or Thursday. It's a business day. You can't keep them too long. And mincha also, the Adar HaDay already, we don't keep them too long. What about Rosh Chodesh? Over Cholos Shemoyed, Karen Abo. They only give four aliyahs. But the same thing, ain't Peichsim Yen Ve'masifin Leim. You can't give less, but all then you can't give more. You can't make Hoysof on Rosh Chodesh and on Cholos Shemoyed. Rashi Ve'masifin Leim, Rosh Chodesh of Cholos Shemoyed, Nami, Ika Bitim Loch. This also is like a work day. The Melech is Dover Ovid Muteris. Because certain Melechas you're allowed to do on Cholos Shemoyed. So therefore, since you could do malachis, we can't keep you too long in shul. Haftirchad etziburay, we don't let you be meisiv, give more than four aliyahs. V'yein maftirin v'lovin, the same thing. We don't have haftirah on Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed. Hafaseach, the one that starts, v'yachos, the one that ends, v'atirah is mevorach lefnei lachriya. The first one that gets the aliyah has to make a bracha rishoyna, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what it means, who makes the bracha achroyna. But now, our minig is every time you get an aliyah, you make a bracha rishoyna, and then you make the bracha achroyna after you have your aliyah. This is the klal of the Mishnah. Kol sheyesh by musiv. Any day we have musiv, v'yena yomtiv, like a Chol HaMoed, or like a Rosh Chodesh, karen abo. We give out four aliyahs. The yomtiv, on a yomtiv, chamisha, we give out five aliyahs. The yom kippurim, shisha, and yom kippur, you give six aliyahs. The Shabbos Shiva, on Shabbos you give seven aliyahs. And Peichsim, you can't give less than this. Abu Masif and Aleim. If you want to, on Shabbos you're allowed to be Masif. You could be Masif on Shabbos to give more than seven aliyahs. Om Aftirim Benob, you are din is Aftirim. And again, Apostayach V'yachoysim Batarim Mavroch Lefneo Uli Achriam. When you get your aliyah, you make a bracha Rishayna, Shabbos Abonu, and then you make a bracha Shinos Alonu, you make the bracha Achrayna afterwards. Learned in the Braisa, but by Torah it's not this way. Such Rashi, the Mishnah says by the Megillah, if you want you could read the Megillah sitting down. But that's only a kula by Mikra Megillah. Mashenkin, when they're laying from the Sefer Torah, you have to be standing. The Bakura has to be standing. Mashenkin Batura. We know in Emily, how do we know this? When you're laying the Torah, you have to be standing. Omer Rabbi Yavua, the Omakro, the Ata Poi Amodi Modi. Shem said, like, you stand with me right now. Is V'yomer Rabbi Avua, El Mole Nikra Kosov, not for the Pasuk was written, in Yashul Yermu, we can't really not even say it over. Kevayochel af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamida, as if to say even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing up. So, man, when you read the Torah, like, even Hashem is standing up. So, rather, we have to stand up for Shas to create the Torah. Shrashi Kevayochel, it's never HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kevodon, Sheyochel Yom HaBoykein. Like it says about Hashem, the same way you talk about a person. So we ourselves wouldn't talk like that. But the Pasuk says like that. That even Hashem stood up. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Minayin L'Rav. How do we know that a Rebbe? Shalom Yeshev Agabi Mit. He should not sit on a bed. V'yishon L'Talmidai. And he should give a Shia to his Talmidim. Agabi Karka. That they should be sitting on the Karka. So Rashi, what does that mean to say? Like the Rebbe shouldn't be higher than the Talmidim. Rashi says, Ella. Either both, you and the Talmidim are on the bed, or else you and the Talmidim are both on the floor. How do we know the Rebbe should not be on the bed, and the Talmidim should be on the floor, on the karka? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'yata poi amadi modi. You stand with me, like Hashem was teaching the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, Lashon, like you standing with me, we're both standing, shava b'shava. Tana Rabbon, V'yemois Moshe V'yad Rabbe Gamliel. From Mamash after Moshe Rabbeinu's times, they used to learn Torah standing up. When you used to hear a Shia, learn Torah movement standing up. Now, Torah Rabbi Gamliel's times. Of a Moshe Rabbeinu Gamliel, Yorat Chol Yerlam, the people got sick. So the Mela is, Torah Meyushev. They were able to learn Torah sitting down. Final Ditna, that's the way we learned that Mishimesam Gamliel Boto Kavanah Torah. After when Gamliel was made, it was called Boto Kavanah Torah. Now, like we do, we learn Torah sitting down. But otherwise, we should be standing up. Kosav Echraim, one pasuk says, for Eshev Bahar, I'll sit in the har. O Kosav Echraim, Avyonoichi Yamarati Bar, that it says, I stood by the har. So what happened? Did he sit or did he stand? So Mar says, Omer Rav, I made v'loy made. Yoishev v'shoinim. That first he stood up and he learned, and then he sat down and taught it. Rashi, v'loy made n'piyakvur. When he learned it from Hashem, he stood up. Then Yoishev v'shoinim, shoinis levadoi mashalomen. When he chazed it over himself, then he sat down. So he did both things, Moshe Rabbeinu. When he learned it the first time from Hashem, he was standing up. But then when he chazed it over for himself, by chazor, he sat down. Rebbe Chanina Omar, Loi oimed v'lo yoshev, no, Moshe was not standing, Moshe was not sitting down. El Shaychi was like bending over. That's what that's trying to both sukkim. We have Yechanan Omar, Ein Yeshiva el Loshen Akova. Yeshiva doesn't really mean sitting down here. Just means Akova, he stood there, he didn't move on. Shenema v'ateishvu b'akredish yomim, Rabin. That means they sat there, just means they stood there. Lav dafka means your mom is sitting. Just means he didn't move on, he stood there to think into the learning. But it could mean he was standing there. Rav Omer, Rakos Mumed V'Koshes Miyushev. The easy things he did standing up. Rashi, Rakos Dvorim, Rakim Enoichim Liodom, Moya L'Shomom, he could do it standing up. The Koshes Miyushev though. But the hard Gemara, the hard shot that Moshe had to understand, that he had to sit down. To have Yishev Adas, that he sat down to learn. Right, that's how we had to roll song. We people today would be standing up. We wouldn't listen. It would be very hard. Therefore, to have good Yishev Adas, we sit down when we're learning. Koro Echad, Koro Shnayim Yotzov. If you have one or two people reading the Megillah together, still they're Yotzov the Mitzvah.